Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Yep. You are indeed in the loop. We were just talking about the thing that'd be vital for you to have the best day in Houston. Someone brought up the gallery, and I've seen people were pretty hot and cold on it. You know, yeah. Obviously kind of touristy and really, really busy. So, it can be a little annoying in some ways. But Shout out to Damien on the text line who said, years back, I found my dad's master's thesis. And it was the Galleria. He designed it. Long past now, but he came up with the ice rink idea. Crazy to think about. So, shout out to Damien for whose pops designed the Galleria in a way. Mm-hmm. And I personally have some designs on some Houston Cougars wins.
Yes, and you're an architect.
That's right. Well, no, I can't say that. I'm not credentialed. I didn't even get no degrees. But a man to tell us how the Houston Cougars get those wins this weekend joins us now on the hotline. His name is Chancellor Johnson. He's covered this team all season long. You've even seen him recently kind of do a nice series talking about these Cougars for the Houston Chronicle. Chancellor, what's it like there in San Antonio right now, brother?
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on the show. It's been great. Obviously, a lot of excitement in the air. And actually, so whether it's the Houston Cougars taking on Duke or Auburn taking on Florida, this is one of the best Final Four, at least on paper, that we've seen in over a decade, right? You're talking about four number one seeds, all for the right to get to win a national championship. It can't get much better than this. You're going to have two great matchups on Saturday leading to the national title one on Monday.
Chancellor, definitely want to get to all of that because it's such a meaty Final Four, as you just laid out. But set the scene for us, man. I mean, you couldn't have drawn it up better with the Cougs fans, 200 miles away. I know a lot of people that are headed down there as we speak. Mm-hmm. I know they're having open practice today at 1 o'clock. They're going to have a Riverwalk rally. I mean, what's the scene like? Is H-Town taking over San Antonio?
Absolutely. But, of course, it's still Friday, so people are still trickling in right now. And of course, when you're taking on a team like Duke, you're going to see a lot of Blue Devil gear as well. And so, obviously, it's in the Houston's state, but anytime you take on a program as premier as Duke, they're going to flood the arena as well. So, it helps for Houston. It's not like last week when they were in Indianapolis and had to play a team like Purdue who was, down the road, and they're a lot closer. But I'd probably say I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be a little bit more of a 50-50 split. And that's just because of how big of a program and how well-respected Duke is. But certainly a lot of H-Town Red here in San Antonio.
So I know, Kelvin's not laying out his plans, even though, he's talked to the media. But you're a dude who is well-tapped into what this team does and kind of somewhat how they think. This is probably the biggest challenge that they faced all year. Like, first and foremost, What is the very basics of the game plan to try and guard Duke when you have a lot of talented players around Cooper Flagg and you have Cooper Flagg himself? Do you think it's more of a take away Cooper Flagg and let the others try and do it, or take away the others and see if Cooper Flagg can beat you?
Yeah, it's really pick your poison, right? And it's something that so many teams throughout the season have struggled with because obviously their guy, their star is Cooper Flagg, but they have three lottery picks on their team, right? Konkanipul, as well, who will be a top 10 pick. He's a shooter. And that's the thing. They have shooters all the way around. Then even outside of their top three, you also have a guy like Tyrese Proctor, who is a junior on the squad, who's played against Houston last year and even the year before when they had a secret scrimmage. So they have so much talent throughout their roster. But one thing about Houston, they're going to do what they always do, right? And that's trap on ball screens. They're going to get after you defensively. And one thing talking to the Houston staff about is they wanted to be sure that they don't overreact to things, right? That they want to play their brand of basketball and, once again, do the same things that they've done all year long, and something that so many teams have struggled with all season. And it's the reason why Houston is the number one defense in the country, and they don't want to overreact to made threes, because as easy as it is for them to go on a run and make a bunch of threes and make shots, they can easily do what we just saw Tennessee do last week, where they struggled to hit to basically any shots, right? And so, and the same thing with John Shire. He was talking about how he's been losing sleep trying to prepare for this Houston Cougars defense, but they don't want to overreact on their end either. They know they're going to miss some shots, and so I think this is going to be a heavyweight fight. And the thing about Houston, when it comes to these heavyweight fights, they've been doing it all year long, something that Duke can't really say the same. Duke, they've been in close matchups, contrary to kind of the popular belief that's been out there, but not at the same amount and the same level of competition that Houston has been. Think about when they went on the road to take on Kansas and they had to pull it out in double overtime, or on the road against Texas Tech or Arizona or Baylor. Like, the list goes on. They've been in these close matchups throughout, and they just lean on you. And somehow, some way, they always tend to figure things out. That's the reason why on the road they went undefeated. And in a big matchup like this on Saturday, I think it's going to be a close matchup, and it's going to be a really close call and a tough one to call it, at least for me.
Yeah, you talk about losing sleep. I think a lot of Cougs fans, including myself, can lose some sleep. My big worry with Duke is not necessarily, obviously, the offense is a worry, but their defense is nearly as good as the Cougs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's top 10, maybe top 5. I forget exactly where they are. But and the thing that worries me is they can switch at five positions. They can switch every position. And Cryer and Uzan, that's going to be a tall task. Do they lean on the inside game a little more?
Yeah, you know.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the thing about Duke, and that's one of the clear advantages they have with Houston, is they're just bigger than them, right? 1 through 5, right? They have so much size, and then when you talk about, you know, Cooper Flagg, what he's able to do as far as a roamer as well, he's great. He's a great help defender. They have a number of shot blockers. But the one thing that I think people aren't talking about Houston enough is, yes, as you know, when you think about Houston, you talk about their toughness, you talk about their defense, but they're also really good offensively as well. And that's something that's been as much really of a strength as their defense has been. You have on the wing, on the perimeter, they have three guys who are shooting it 42% from deep. Houston has never had, as a team that's shooting 39% from three as a whole, and so they've never shot over 35% over since 2020, really. And so they have shot makers, whether that's LJ Cryer, whether that's Emmanuel Sharpe, which Tennessee saw firsthand, and then Miles Yuzan, right? We've seen him show up in big games, and then even off the bench, Malik Wilson, who I think this might be a Malik Wilson type of game, because it's going to take more than just their starters to step up. And then, you know, we talk about their wings, but even on the inside, with Juwan Roberts, who we saw him wake up in that game against Purdue in the Sweet 16. So, you know, as much as we want to talk about the Houston Cougars' defense, their offense is more than formidable as well. So that's why I said it's going to be a heavyweight fight. I think the other thing, too, that really intrigues me about Houston, and I think that makes them so good, is they can beat you in so many different ways. Because even when the ball is not falling into the basket, they can just simply beat you on the boards. And so that'll be the challenge when we talk about this Duke's, how big Duke's team is, and can they beat them on the boards like we've seen them do to so many teams throughout. But I'll give you a great example. When they played Kansas at home, Houston really didn't make a ton of shots. But you know what they did? It didn't matter because they rebounded the basketball, and their best offense was second-chance points, and we saw that in that game. We'll see if it transfers over today, tomorrow at least, in the Final Four.
We're talking to Chancellor Johnson out here talking UH basketball. He's out there in San Antonio getting ready for this thing. At the risk of sounding cliche, we could kind of look at the way that these two teams match up, and we talk about the larger aspects of it. What's kind of the thing that it seems like people are missing in this matchup? What's kind of the X factor underneath the larger current of what's going on in this game?
Yeah, to me, going back to what I was saying as far as Houston has so many different guys that can beat you. One thing that I think is noticeable is, you know, with Duke down the stretch, if it is close, the ball is going to be in the hands of Cooper Flagg. And that's when the few losses that they had this season, it was Cooper actually kind of turned the ball over and not being able to make the play. And obviously that was a long time ago, right? And both teams have grown so much. But on the flip side, when you think about Houston, if this is a close game, one thing that I think is really interesting is they have so many different guys who can step up late. We've seen it with LJ Cryer, who's been doing it really since he's come over from Baylor, and really has helped this team out, to Emmanuel Sharpe. Like I said, when you look back in that game against Tennessee, when Tennessee was starting to try to make a comeback, Emmanuel Sharpe, with 20 seconds on the shot clock, right, when they're trying to really bleed the clock, would shoot the ball almost from the logo. He didn't care. And that's one thing that Kellen Sampson and this Houston Cougars coaching staff, Kellen and Kelvin, have talked about of being fearless. And when you talk about being on the Final Four stage, right, with a trip to go to the national championship, you do have to be fearless. You can't be scared to take a shot. Emmanuel Sharpe isn't scared to do it. Neither is Miles Yuzan, who on the back end of the season, he stepped up for them in games as well. And so that's on the perimeter. But inside, we've seen Juwan Roberts take the big shot to win the game, right? Or in the game against Purdue, where Kelvin Sampson drew up a play late to perfection, and they were able to execute. And so that's the thing about Houston that I think they do have the advantage over Duke, is they have some more veterans who have played in bigger games just as much as Duke has, if not more, and that down the stretch, if this game is close, they feel confident that they have a number of guys that the ball's in their hands, they have to go make a play, they have the dudes to go and do that.
Chancellor Johnson, he covers all sorts of Houston sports, and he's out in San Antonio covering the Cougars. What you been getting into San Antonio? You been on the Riverwalk? You got you some churros? What you doing?
Actually, you know what? I took the Charles Barkley route, right? I gotta get the churros, and then I'm getting into some Tex-Mex. And you know, here's the thing: I've been to San Antonio a few times, but out of the bigger cities in Texas, Austin, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio has been at the bottom of my food list. So they're gonna have to show me something while I'm here. You know, I'm gonna definitely hit the Riverwalk, grab me a singular margarita, and kind of enjoy the spoils of San Antonio. But it's going to be a fun weekend, no doubt.
Don't drink too much. You got some work to do still. At Chancellor TV on Twitter, if you want to follow him as he covers this thing. Chance, appreciate you giving us a little bit of your time, man.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Chancellor Johnson joins us.
I got him, by the way. We can text him someplace.
Yeah, go ahead. Help my man out being out there. Excited to see this team hopefully knock off Duke, just because people don't like Duke. And then also,
it's going to be a, I hate to use this term because it's overused, but it's going to be a war, man.
It is. Yeah. It is. But this is the best equipped Houston team that we've seen in years, I think, in order to handle this particular matchup. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Rail 610. We'll circle back around to that big-time matchup that's going to happen tomorrow with your Cougs versus Duke. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including, is it possible that Shedeur Sanders is not being looked at in either the second or the third overall pick? Let's talk about that and more next. All right.